This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Ruslan. You guys are asking me to react to this TD Jakes conversation. Listen, I don't know anything about the TD Jakes in terms of, is it true? That is the only question we should be looking at, because I'm seeing two different sides. I'm seeing some sides claiming there's video, some sides claiming there's all kinds of things that are coming out and it's true and this and that. I don't know. What I do know is if this is true, if the stuff that people are saying about TD Jakes is true, you best believe that this will be confirmed and verified. The issue with this is that there's, again, a lot of people that are assuming it's true and want it to be true without actually any evidence. It's a lot of hearsay at this point, right? It's a lot of hearsay. And by evidence, I mean, what did the scripture say? Okay, now, by the way, I'm not a big fan of TD Jakes. I don't know if you know that. Like, I'm not rocking with some of his theology around modalism, around oneness language, about the Trinity. I'm not a fan of some of the other controversies that have came out. But the accusation that because he's friendly with Diddy and Diddy went down for what he went down for and lost all his brand deals, and I guess Jakes had some sort of thing, revolt, and now they're saying that Jakes was at these parties with Diddy and all kinds of crazy stuff was happening and all this sort of stuff. Listen, you cannot be a fan of someone's theology while at the same time not being okay with them being publicly smeared and dragged without evidence. The scriptures say if there's an accusation against an elder, there should be at least two witnesses. I know he means a lot to a very specific demographic and within a specific theological framework. But I think if we don't know, I don't understand why perpetrate stuff on TikTok without evidence, right? You're really trying to smear a man's entire reputation and legacy. And again, like, what is it inside of Christians that just want to take down other people? I don't get what that thing is. I think it's sad, right? Now, I don't know. And this is what I will say. If this is true, y'all better come with some receipts. Because if this is true and there are no receipts, you're going to get your butt sued the way Tasha K got sued by Cardi B and lost. Because this is defamation to the 10th degree. They're saying phrases I have never even heard in my life. They're talking about power bottoms. What is a power bottom? My goodness. I don't want to know these things. I don't want to know these things. And I especially don't want to know these things in the context of someone who's a pastor. I don't want to know these things. And so Christian, ex-Christian, reporter, whoever you are, if you are going to perpetrate the things that are being said against this man, you better present the evidence. Because you are likely going to get sued. That don't mean that there aren't some odd videos of TD Jakes saying some weird things. Again, I've already told you guys, I am not the biggest fan. Say, I don't know how many more times I got to say it. Right? But the type of statements that are being said about this dude because of his friendship with Diddy, or I don't even know how close they were. I don't even see any pictures of him at any part. I've seen one picture of them together. It's very much so guilty until proven innocent vibes with successful people. And that sucks. I'm not saying it's not true. I'm saying if it is true, it's going to come out. These videos are going to surface. This is 2024. You do not hide. These details like this do not hide. They do not go and just skate through. Now, I have mutuals who have came up in those circles. I've never heard anything like this about TD Jakes a day in my life. I have never heard of a pattern of not like, these aren't like, oh man, he's a hard man to work for, or I haven't even heard that kind of stuff. But these are like, Wild stuff that people are saying about this guy. T.D. Jakes had no business being at P. Diddy's parties, and if the allegations are true, engaging in LGBTQ behavior in the Christian community deserves answers. For sure, for sure. But there's a huge difference between going to a party and freak-offs that Diddy is being accused of. There's a chasm of difference. Let's just say that. There's a chasm of difference. Yeah, so hey, if they got the footage, put it out. Claim they have a USB of the footage. So if they have, they should release it. Release it. Prove it. That's because if you don't, it's going to hit the fan. Now, I will say some of his body language and his mannerisms around this stuff seem a bit weird, to say the least. So I don't know. Could you explain where you're at with T.D. Jakes, too? Transparency. I think T.D. Jakes has preached some problematic teachings historically. Specifically, the manifestation of three different faces of God or whatever the language is very oneness Pentecostal. That's problematic to me, okay? I also think there's some elements of an elder should have his house in order. There's some problematic things with some of his kids. See, some people say, well, you can't control your kids. At the same time, you shouldn't be platforming your kids if there's been all kinds of moral breakdown. So I'm not a huge fan of that sort of stuff. You have to remember that these sexual things tend to happen in secret because they deem themselves above common folks. It gets leaked out in crumbs, Ruslan. Maybe. I'm saying there's been worse things that have came out. Eddie Long. Y'all remember Bishop Eddie Long? That came out. That hit the fan. A lot of these things have came out. So all I'm saying is, if these things are true, they will come out. You cannot hide this sort of stuff in the dark forever, whether you're Diddy or whether you're T.D. Jakes. I'm also saying that we can't jump to conclusions and go off of hearsay and go off of reports on TikTok. Those of you that actually want this to be true, think through that with me for a second. You woke up and decided that it would be good for the kingdom. And again, we could have strong disagreements around some of T.D. Jakes' theology. But you decided that it would be good for someone that claims to be a minister of the gospel to be participating in the things that he's being accused of participating in. That's wild to me that you think that would be good. That is wild. Right? I think just being there is not the magic bullet people think it is and the smoking gun people think it is. People could be at all kinds of things. He might have been in the neighborhood and wanted to pop by and say happy birthday. Right? And how many parties was he at? Was he at one party or was he at 100 parties? Okay, now that makes a difference. How many parties did he have? If he was at one or two parties, the brother might have just been, hey, I'm in, you know, wherever Diddy lives, Woodland Hills, Jakes is preaching in LA. Hey, I'm going to pop in and say happy birthday to Diddy. He could have been there for 10 minutes. You don't know, right? So that's what I'm saying. So now, if evidence comes out, and as far as I haven't seen any evidence, that there's a pattern of this dude by himself at Diddy's house at 4 or 5 in the morning, then I'll be like, okay, well, yeah, that's not a good look, right? That's not a good look. But I think this notion that because someone is at a party, that is... that they're yoked up or that bad company corrupts good character. Like, that's, I think we got to think through that a little bit. And how many, and maybe y'all just don't go outside, respectfully. Maybe some of you guys just don't go outside. Maybe you don't ever go to anything. Respect. Maybe y'all don't go outside. Fine. Cool, man. Don't go outside. I go to things. When I get invited to things, I go to things. Not because I need something, because my friend is a part of said project and asked me to pull up, and I'm going to pull up. I'm not going to be there until 2-3 in the morning, because I'm an early bird. I'm up at 6. I don't need to be up late, right? By the way, why was he at the party? Sounds a lot like Jesus. You're a glutton and a tax. You're a glutton and a drunkard and a friend of tax collectors. That sounds a lot like the Pharisees confronting Jesus for the company he kept. All the people, even the tax collectors, when they heard Jesus' words, acknowledged that God's way was right because they had been baptized by John, but the Pharisees and experts in the law rejected God's purpose for themselves because they had not been baptized by John. Jesus went on to say, to what then can I compare the people of this generation? Were they like, they're like children sitting in the marketplace and calling out to each other. We played the pipe for you and you did not dance. We sang a dirge for you and you did not cry. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you say he is a glutton and drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is proved right by her children. And so whether or not he's guilty or not guilty, that's the punchline. Wisdom will be proved right by her children. Wisdom will be proved right by her children. If you think he's guilty, it'll be proved right by her children. If he's innocent, it'll be proved right by her children. Right? So someone being somewhere that Christians shouldn't be is literally what Jesus is being criticized for by the Pharisees. We cannot tempt the Lord and think we do exactly as Jesus did. We need wisdom before comparing. Well, this is the thing. Some things aren't a temptation for everybody. Do you understand? I'll give you an example, Dr. Lopez. Alcohol is not a temptation for me. You know why? Because I don't drink alcohol. I never drink alcohol. I'm not drinking alcohol. So I could be at a party where there's alcohol being served and never even be tempted to have a drink. There are women who do outreach at gentlemen's bars. Okay? Women that come from the being trafficked or come from the adult entertainment industry, and they go into gentlemen's clubs and they do outreach and oftentimes help rescue women from being trafficked. There's alcohol, there's dancing, there's all kinds of stuff. Would you apply that verse to them? And so if you're talking about women going into a strip club to preach the gospel, does bad company, corrupt good character apply to that? Does abstain from all appearances of evil apply to that? I would say no. I would say absolutely not. I would say that's your religious paradigm, quoting verses out of context. We don't know how many parties he was at. We don't know how late he was there. We don't know anything. We're getting this information from TikTok. Do you understand how insane that sounds? Are we tracking? You're getting the information about TD Jakes from TikTok, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Anyone can say anything. Okay? So what I'm saying is there are certain contexts that I can go into that maybe you can't go into. I can go to a bar. Why? Because I don't drink. I don't want to drink. I have zero desire to drink. I don't. I'm not even drinking anything that's in a cup at a bar. I just know better. I need a can and I need to open it. That's the energy I'm on. Right? And so that is not a temptation for me as it may be for some of you. A woman going into a bar, going into a strip club to evangelize to other women. There's ministries that do this, by the way. Right? They do that. Dr. Lopez, what is that? That's going into the darkness and being in a crowd that is an appearance of evil and how bad company corrupts good character. Yet, they have a long proven track record of pulling women out of trafficking. I don't know what was going on at Diddy's parties. I've never been. I have no desire to go. Right? But you can't always assume the worst. Like, as Christians, like, we think this passage is about weddings and emotional love and goosebumps. This is about unity in the church. And then he then defines what is love in the church. This is what love in the church is. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. Okay. Do you guys think it's possible that some of the stuff that's coming out, whether it's let's criticize Tyrese because he's wearing a dress, or let's criticize this person because he is friendly with this person. Is it possible that some of that could be coming from envy? Is that possible? Rewind the stream if you're confused on what I'm talking about. I am absolutely not defending pastors partying. That is not what I'm talking about. There's a difference between pastors partying and a pastor showing up to a party to tell somebody happy birthday. There's a chasm of a difference. If you don't have the capacity to understand that, I can't help you do the critical thinking. Okay? It is not envy. It is not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. Do you think that rehashing information that's being spread on TikTok is honoring to others? It does not dishonor others. Remember, this is not about marriage. This is about the church. It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrong. Love does not delight in evil. Some of you guys want this to be true so bad because you have a theological difference that's justified with TD Jakes. You want this to be true so bad that you're willing to delight in evil. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For no, we know in part. Okay, so when we look at that definition of love, I don't really see propagating this sort of stuff on that we're getting from TikTok as loving. That's all I'm saying. And again, we have to be able to separate. You guys follow me? You got to be able to separate. I am no fan of Diddy. Do you understand? I am no fan of Diddy. I am no fan of the reputations he's had that I've been hearing about for decades, because I'm close to, we have some mutuals. I am no fan of that man. I'm no fan of what Keefe D said regarding the Tupac thing. No fan of Diddy. Do you guys understand? I'm not a fan of Jake's either. Do you guys understand? I'm not really a fan of Jake's either. I am also not a fan of guilty until proven innocent by men who don't really have this sort of thing, these sorts of things amongst their reputation. Now I'm speaking specifically and exclusively of Jake's. Diddy has a long proven record in history of attacking people, of being violent with people, of assaulting Kendrick Lamar and then getting into a fight with J. Cole over it. He has a long history of that. Jake's does not. So what I'm not going to do is say, well, because Jake's attended a party, maybe a party, that therefore he's guilty of everything that's being said about him. That's crazy. Think through that with me. Some of us don't consider T.D. Jakes to be part of the church, so that scripture is null and void. So you think this doesn't apply to just decent and reasonable treating of other people? Do you think that, hey, if you have an accusation against an elder, they should be two or three witnesses? Do you not think that applies to T.D. Jakes, even if you don't think he's Christian, even if you think he's a false teacher? And you think that if you and I think that someone is a false teacher, is teaching heresy, has wrong views about the Trinity, then his gloves off and you could gossip, slander, defame them. You think that's how the Christian worldview works? You think that's how it works? So all I'm saying is, I'm going to point y'all back to scripture. I'm sorry. I'm going to point y'all back to scripture. If there's an accusation against an elder, there should be two or three witnesses. Right? It should be two or three witnesses. You should not delight in evil. You should not want this to be true. This, like, love doesn't just apply. I'm saying if you give him any degree of, hey, he might be in, you should go above and beyond to not just assume what you're hearing on TikTok is true. Now, if it's true, he needs to step down immediately. And if it's true, this video is going to come out. And if it's true, there's going to be victims that come out, because that's how these things always go. When something is true, just like with the Diddy situation, how many people came out and said, oh, yeah, we was there when Wale got hung off the roof. Oh, yeah, we was there. There's dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of people that corroborated, not to mention everything we've been known about Diddy over the decades. So all I'm saying is, we got to be very careful. Church, Christians, we got to be very, 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 very careful with what you're feeding into and what you're spreading online and how you're talking about people. If you are a victim in this thing, you need to come out. You need to provide receipts. You need to provide proof. I have a feeling if this is true, all this stuff will hit the fan. And it will be very clear that it's true. You got to let these sorts of facts come out. And there better be evidence to make these sorts of accusations about people. This is craziness. Here's another sneak preview of the conversation with Tyrese that's coming out Saturday. If you haven't seen part one, you should go see part one. Check out the video I just did about Billie Eilish. I think you guys will find that interesting. Here's a sneak peek of part two with my conversation with Tyrese.
I'm gonna make y'all get it. Maybe these gigantic breakthroughs haven't happened yet because all that I'm supposed to learn while I'm waiting. And that's the only thing. This is my last interview of 2023. God doesn't welcome the cut and paste job. Do you believe it or not?
Do you feel like you're slowly coming out of that dark season?
I'm frustrated with God.
Why is that?
I am frustrated with God because, and I'm asking everybody out there to pray for me.
That was actually going to be my question. What could we be praying for?
I want you guys to pray for me. Listen,